I received a letter from a young couple. They had both been raised in low-income families. All they saw model growing up was struggle, lack, can't get ahead. Their families had accepted it, but not this couple. They had been coming to Lakewood and didn't have a not-enough mentality. They had an abundant mentality. They knew God had a promised land in store for them. They took a step of faith. On very average incomes, they decided to build their own house. They didn't take out a loan. Whenever they had extra funds, they would buy the materials and hire the contractors. A couple of years later, they moved into this beautiful house in a nice neighborhood, all debt-free. It was as though God had multiplied their funds. Not long ago, they sold that house for twice what they had put into it. The lady wrote, "We never dreamed we would be blessed like we are today." She went on to say, "My great-grandparents and my grandparents always told me that if I had beans and rice, that was good enough. But I always knew one day I would have steak." If you're going to become everything God's created you to be, you have to make up your mind like she did. You are not going to settle for beans and rice. You are not going to get stuck in the land of barely enough or the land of just enough, but you're going to keep praying, believing, expecting, hoping, dreaming, working, being faithful until you make it all the way into the land of more than enough. Now, there's nothing wrong with beans and rice, nothing wrong with surviving, but God wants you to go further. He wants you to set a new standard for your family. God is an overflow God, a more than enough God. Jesus told a parable about a prodigal son. The young man left home and blew all of his money, wasted his inheritance, decided to return home. When his father saw him, the father represents God, he said to the staff, "Go kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party." But the older brother got upset. He said, "Dad, I've been with you this whole time, and you've never even given me a skinny goat." Let me ask you, do you have a fatted calf mentality, or do you have a skinny goat mentality? Do you think beans and rice are good enough, or do you say, "I want some enchiladas, I want some fajitas, I want some sopapillas"? You can live on bread and water. You can survive in the land of barely enough. We can endure the land of just enough to make it through, just enough to pay my bills this week. But that is not God's best. Your Heavenly Father, the one who breathed life into you, He's saying, "I have a fatted calf for you. I have a place for you in the land of more than enough." Now, don't go around thinking you'll never get ahead. You'll never live in a nice place. You'll never have enough to accomplish your dreams. Get rid of that skinny goat mentality and start having a fatted calf mentality. God wants you to overflow with His goodness. He has ways to increase you that you've never dreamed. I received a letter from a single mother. She immigrated to the United States from Europe many years ago. English is not her first language. She had three small children and didn't know how she would ever be able to afford to send them to college. It seemed as though she was at a disadvantage, living in a foreign country, all alone, not knowing anybody. She applied for a job as a secretary at a prestigious university. Several dozen other people applied for the same position. When she saw all the competition, she was tempted to feel intimidated. Negative thoughts were bombarding her mind. To make matters worse, the lady conducting the interview was harsh and condescending. But this mother didn't get frustrated. She didn't have an underdog mentality, thinking, "What's the use? I'm at a disadvantage. I'll never get ahead." She had a fatted calf mentality. She didn't see a way, but she knew God had a way. All the applicants had to take a 5-minute typing test. She was not a fast typist, but she started typing, doing her best. The bell went off, signaling that her 5 minutes was up, so she stopped typing. But the lady in charge had gotten distracted answering a phone call and said to her gruffly, "Keep typing. That's not your bell." But it was her bell. It was right in front of her. She said, "Okay," and typed another 5 minutes. They added up the number of words she typed, 10 minutes worth, and divided it by 5, and by far, she had the best typing skills and ended up getting the job. One of the benefits of working for this university is that your children get to go to school for free. That was more than 30 years ago. Today, all 3 of her children have graduated from this very prestigious university, receiving more than $700,000 in education free of charge. One touch of God's favor can thrust you into more than enough. Don't talk yourself out of it. All through the day, say, "I am prosperous. I am coming into overflow. I will lend and not borrow."